And I think you're really going to be tickled by the group you're about to hear. Charlie T isn't with him this time, but Bob Beach is here, which tickles me because I don't think I've seen Bob in a long time. I know I haven't seen him or heard him in a long time. They're from West Virginia and Philadelphia, and we'll talk with them after their first song. Let's welcome to the radio the Carpenter Ants.
It ain't no use, nobody gonna turn me around. Oh no, it ain't no use, nobody gonna turn me around. Oh no, 'cause my mind is made up and my soul is heaven bound. There ain't no use, nobody gonna turn me around. Oh listen, they gonna talk about me all over this land. I never understand. Oh no. See, I'm trying to live my life just as humble as I can. There ain't no use, nobody gonna turn me around. Oh no. Since I've been born, yeah. And I'm so tired and I'm so weak. Lord knows that I'm a worn. Oh no. See, I've been up so many times and I've been down, down, down. There ain't no use, nobody gonna turn.
I forgot just how much fun it was to have you guys here the last time, the Carpenter Ants. You were playing last night. Where were you guys last night?
The R Bar in Dormont.
I don't know where that, you know, Rob just moved to Dormont. He made a good choice. It was at, right on to West Liberty, you remember?
Yeah, it's a great neighborhood bar, a postage stamp size stage, but a bar full of people who really love music. And, and the owner of the club, Gary Hoddle, is a player too.
Yeah, I know Gary. I not real well, but I know of Gary. I'm glad he had a good trip. Now, do you have a gig tonight or this weekend, or are you heading back home?
Yeah, no, we have one this evening and then something tomorrow afternoon.
Okay, is tonight a public one?
No, it's a very exclusive event.
Oh, okay. Very exclusive. So I didn't see it on your website. That's the only.
Well, we're trying to keep it a secret.
Oh, okay.
It's a wedding.
Oh, well, people can crashed.
The Duke and Duchess.
The Duke and
of Punxsutawney.
It's really good to have you guys hear the voice. You just heard us, Michael Lipton, playing guitar, and Jupiter Little was singing lead on that song on drums. Ted Harrison is on bass. Bob Beach is sitting in on harmonica. Have you played with these guys before, Bob? I suspect you
never.
I suspect you have.
I was going to say we met Bob when he was on Mountain Stage with Hoots and Hellmouth from Philadelphia, and we kind of jammed together afterwards and just had such a good time. We've done that's probably been 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah,
we convene with some irregularity.
Yeah, he's the perfect irregular to add to your convening.
And everybody knows him.
Yes.
Now, the band's been together for 25 years, pretty much the same lineup, yeah. Getting tighter and tighter and sounding better. This kind of music, I don't know if I was going to say it ages well, but it just, it's meant to sound not only tight, but kind of worn and relaxed and comfortable. You know, and the one thing I miss...
Like us.
Yeah. One thing, you can include me in that. One thing I miss about vinyl records is I swear the record actually started to get its own personality based on how many times it was played. And when the guy was singing, it was like, here I go again. I'm going to sing this for you. And that's kind of, you know... You like something to not be so sterile, and that's what's one of the great things about listening to the Carpenter Ants. It's a breathing organism.
Well, we kind of, kind of gradually gravitated to, we always played, you know, roots music of kind of some sort, and then we started playing gospel stuff about 15 years ago, I think, and or more. And it's just, if you like kind of old style R&B and soul, it was kind of one of the few places you could still find that feeling and warmth. And also there's just a special kind of spirit to the music that I don't think you find anywhere else.
It's pretty hard to define, actually, what you're playing, which is what's so good about it. Some people are going to say it's R&B, some will say it's soul, gospel, you know, it's all of the above and more, really. What would you like to do next?
This is a song that a couple friends of ours wrote. I never can figure out how to say this. They're married, and they wrote the song for each other for their anniversary together. They wrote it together for each other.
That's nice.
Yeah, and so they had, and so the woman, Nancy, kind of said, well, as a surprise, I'm going to send you a little demo of the song. Could you guys, you know, kind of do something and send it back, and that'll be my kind of present to my husband, Jim. So we did, and it's really a nice song. It's another one of those songs that feels comfortable and relaxed and well-worn.
Here they are, the Carpenter Ants.
Can't stop the howling wind. Can't stop the pouring rain. Can't keep an earthquake quiet or slow down a hurricane. Don't know the number of our days, how many struggles and the ways, but love is coming back again. Love is coming back again. Are you ready to be loved, my friend? The only thing you can depend from the beginning to the end is love is coming back again. Many tantalize, Lord, they struggle paralyzed. Too much poverty and pain. Seems like we're running out of time. Don't know the struggle of our ways. Too many times, too many days. But love is coming back again. Love is coming back again. Love is coming back again. Can't stop the pouring rain. Can't keep an earthquake quiet. I'll slow down a hurricane. Don't know the number of our days, how many struggles and the ways, but love is coming back again. 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 Oh yeah. Love is coming back again, my friend. Love is coming back again. Love is coming back.
Carpenter Ants at the Saturday Light Brigade. That song is slow and fast at the same time, and I don't mean where the bridge comes in. It just it's laid back, yet it drives on forward.
It's half fast.
That's right. That's right. A little bit slow, a little bit fast. So I'm going to go to Jupiter just to say hello, but also you have such a great voice. When did you start singing? I mean, did you sing as a little boy?
Yes, I did. Yeah. More or less, my grandfather helped me out in the church. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it starts out. And then from there on, it just escalated to start singing in bands and everything. And I really enjoy singing.
Were you raised in North Carolina? You've got a North Carolina shirt on.
No.
You're from West Virginia.
I'm from West Virginia, okay. Yeah.
What town? Were you raised in?
I was raised in St. Albans,
okay.
Which is about 13 miles out of Charleston, and raised around a lot of different music styles and everything.
Ricky and I were just in Georgia, and we drove, so we passed through North and South Carolina, and we listened to a lot of radio driving through, and we actually found a station with a lot of live music, a commercial station with a lot of live bluegrass, and it was in North Carolina,
yeah.
Which is very kind to its musicians. We had a lot of fun listening to it. You've got the perfect voice for this music, and probably for a lot of other types of music too.
Well, I've been in a few bands,
yeah,
with different styles.
And turning over to Ted, you've been playing bass probably forever, I would imagine.
Since 77, and prior to that, I was a sousaphone player.
Really?
Right.
So did you march in band with a sousaphone or anything?
Jupy and I were in the high school band together.
I love it.
Yeah.
What did you play? Did you play drums?
I was on a drum line.
Snare?
Yeah,
or
snare.
All right. The drum line before there were movies or anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
I was not good enough to play snare. I played the triple toms.
Yeah.
The snare. People don't, they think the triple toms is hard because there's three times as many, but the snare is hard because you got to match all your fellow snare drummers, and you got to play way faster than I could ever play.
We'd come up with some crazy stuff sometimes.
So you guys could bring a sousaphone into the band here, you know? never know. You could bring a sousaphone into the band here. Why not?
I've used it on a couple recordings.
Yeah, it would sound pretty good. And Michael, you've been at this probably forever too, I would imagine. Did you know these guys in the high school?
No. I went to high school in Miami, Florida.
And what brought you
back
to West Virginia? What
Ernest
brought you?
Tubb was just a bucket.
What brought you up north?
After high school, I moved to Boston with a band, and after about a year, that didn't work out. So I wanted to move someplace where I could kind of reconnoiter and hopefully not have to work. So I moved to West Virginia when I was 20, I guess.
West Virginia is good to its musicians, more or less. You know, the West Virginia Hall of Fame, Music Hall of Fame, is a fine organization. I know you guys are very much involved with supporting them. And, you know, there aren't many, I don't know of other states that have Music Hall of Fames like West Virginia. Maybe you know, Michael.
Well, I do. before I started the West Virginia one, I kind of went and visited some other Halls of Fames. Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, North Carolina has one. There's a Beach Music Hall of Fame. We just kind of connected with them.
Interesting, Bob. You'll be in there, no doubt.
Yeah.
I got Michael thinking there for a minute. That's Bob Beach, by the way. If you're so, when I think, let's see, Charlie Pride would be in there, right? Is Charlie Pride from West Virginia?
No.
Oh no, wait, I'm not Charlie.
No, Charlie
Pride.
T is from West Virginia.
Charlie T, yeah. But who am I thinking of? Well, who are some of the folks?
Bill Withers.
I'm thinking of Bill Withers.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, Bill Withers is just amazing.
Absolutely.
And he's still a crazy
And he's
guy.
A wonderful guy, too. He's come to 3 of our 4 induction ceremonies. We're having our 5th this November, and hopefully he's going
to
be there.
Okay. Is it too early to indicate who will be inducted?
No.
Can you mention that?
I hope I don't forget anyone. The living inductees are Wayne Moss, who is from Charleston. And he was he goes back to the 50s when he played with Roy Orbison, and he got hooked up with Charlie McCoy, and then as a result he played in the Hee Haw Band for 15 years, and he was on the early Dylan records, Blonde on Blonde, and I think he was on Nashville Skyline.
What's his main instrument?
It was guitar. Now I think he plays. Well, he plays both guitar and bass.
Okay.
And
so
he's also had, he played, I guess, you know, kind of the easy way to get a little rise, you know, out of Jan Wayne is he played the opening lick on Pretty Woman.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's
Melvin Goins and Ray Goins.
Goins brothers.
Yeah. All right. Some of the architects of bluegrass.
Absolutely. And not to mention some of the fun of their dress-up days. What did they call that group? The Cackle Sisters, I think. I hope I've got it right. Goins Brothers would at bluegrass festivals. Gosh, I hope I've got that right.
No. This could be news.
Ricky, am I right? Was it the Goins Brothers that would dress up every now and then?
Well, if Melvin comes to the ceremony in drag,
I'm almost positive that the Goins Brothers would do a little performance, but I'm going to check that during your next song because I want to be accurate and I don't want to be sued. I'll check.
We'll call Melvin up on a break.
So you've got those two.
Peter Marshall, who most people know is a host of Hollywood Squares, but he also did a lot of – he started out as a singer and he was on he did a lot of movies. He did a lot of theater.
Yeah, he was on Broadway. That I know for sure. That's great. Yeah,
and who's the fourth living person?
Tim O'Brien.
Oh, yeah, of course, Tim O'Brien.
That's fantastic. Yeah. That's I didn't know Peter Marshall was from West Virginia.
Yeah, he kind of lived in a few different places, and I think he went to high school or college with Soupy Sales, which is pretty great.
Yeah, that's
he said Soupy wasn't so funny.
Yeah, you can just picture Soupy, you know, in a like a middle school lunchroom or an elementary school lunchroom trying to put little pies in people's faces.
I guess his given name is Milton. Is it Milton Sub?
Milton, yeah.
Yeah.
Sub something or other.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, the Carpenter Ants are playing. They're here visiting us after a gig last night in Dormont. This is the Saturday Light Brigade. What do you all want to do next?
Well, we'll do a little song. 11 months ago, I had a little girl.
Congratulations.
I didn't have it, but I witnessed it in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And her name's Lulu, and she kind of wrote this song, but I'm not giving her writing credits.
You don't want to share any of the money.
So she would go around singing Lodi, Lodi, Lodi. And so I said, okay, that's a song. She got big blue eyes and soft blonde hair. She's the apple of my eye, so cute it just isn't fair. I sing Lodi, Lodi, Lodi all the time. She don't worry about time, 'cause she's got no place to go. And I know it won't be long before she'll be leaving home. And she'll be singing, Lodi, 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 yeah. I sing Lodi, Lodi, Lodi all the time. I wonder what she'll be doing in 2032. Crazy little thing wearing go-go boots. Maybe she'll start a band, and maybe she'll be a man. I tell you, Lodi, 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 all the time. She's a real cool cat, and she doesn't miss a beat. And she always draws a crowd every time she taps her feet. And she's singing Lodi, Lodi, Lodi all the time. And now she's all grown up, I got a Lulu of her own. She's writing verses to a song she heard when she's growing up. And they're singing Lodi, Lodi, Lodi all the time. They're singing Lodi, 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 yeah. I sing Lodi, Lodi, Lodi all the time.
That is for Lulu, Lodi, Lodi, Lodi. Is she one yet?
No. Pushing one.
I feel better. I feel vindicated. I worry. These things pop into my head, and I couldn't find anything about the Goins Brothers rumor I started, but I did just find it. Let's see. The Goins Brothers not only played great music, they resurrected rural comedy routines, such as... those of the medicine shows of the 30s. Melvin would make an excuse to leave the stage and putting on a spotted costume and emerged as Big Wilbur while Ray and Big Wilbur were going through their routine. The Shed House Trio, so it wasn't them, it was the trio. The Shed House Trio would disappear only to reappear dressed in women's clothing. The fact that they had beards added to the fun. So that, I thought it was, because the Goins Brothers, I remember never expecting that because they were so, you know, straight, narrow, hard-driving bluegrass, and then all of a sudden that kind of hee-haw fun came out of them.
He's in his early 80s, I think.
It looks like it, yeah. From the
he is a catbird. I'm telling you, he is. He's got so much energy. He's still every week. He's making the rounds. He does radio shows. He's.
Yeah, my memory is they were both tough. I mean that in a good way. Just really sturdy guys. Mm-hmm. You know, both the Goins brothers. Carpenter Ants are the folks that are playing right now, not the Goins brothers. But you should check out the West Virginia Music Hall of Fame, and thank you for doing that. I mean, that's got to be a labor of love, actually.
Yeah.
Coming up with it. There's a website. If you Google West Virginia Hall of Fame, you'll get
WVMusicHallOfFame.com.
Excellent. We probably have time, I think, for probably two more, maybe even three, depending on length. What would you like to do next?
Well, we're great appreciators of interesting and good songs, and we like doing other people's songs that we like, just because there's like so many great songs to choose from. This one may be from an unlikely suspect, but maybe not, Hank Jr. And I've kind of been a fan, not a personal one, of his music for a long time. I've seen him in, you know, kind of if you play in bars, he became the bane of your existence for a while. It was like, play some Hank. But he's an unbelievable performer and an unbelievable songwriter, even if he is a political Neanderthal. So, but this is, and he's the real deal, and he's tapped into some deep stuff, and this is a great song.
I've got someone at home. Don't know what's going on. Thinks I love her and her alone. But the pressure is on. Got me. Does good things to me. We say I love you's on the phone, and the pressure is on, and this pressure on a man to let his heart rule his hand. I know Rolling Stone, but the pressure is on. Hey. On the pressure and the steam,
Lord, I could pull one of my long. Cause the pressure is on. Feels like you're 10,000 feet down under the sea. Lord, and it's crushing all my bones. And the pressure is on. The train I ride in my dreams runs on the pressure, the steam. Lord, I could pull one of my long, but the pressure is on. Yes, I could pull one of my long, but the pressure is on. The pressure is on. Pressure is on. The pressure is on. The pressure's at home.
I would not have guessed that was a Hank Williams Jr. song, but that's a really, really good pick. The Carpenter Ants are who you're listening to, and don't just Google Carpenter Ants. That's not going to work very well. You probably want to Google Carpenter Ants music. We've linked to their website, too, which is carpenterants.wvmusichalloffame.com. But if you Google Carpenter Ants music, you'll get to them. But if you just Google Carpenter Ants, you'll get all these various pest control companies, which I only know because I did that yesterday. And then you'll see these pictures and think about thoraxes and all sorts of other things. Bob, I just wanted to we're going to have time for one more looking at the clock. I just wanted to sort of catch up with you. Okay. I know the Philadelphia Jug Band, brand new CD, which we're going to look forward to playing next week. Are you in just for this today, or are you doing?
I am, just for these couple of shows. I have been, most of my time I've been touring with a guy named David Jacob Strain, young guitar player out of Eugene, Oregon. So I've spent a lot of time over the last few months in California and Texas and up and down the East Coast. So I actually head to California on Tuesday.
Wow.
Out there for 10 days. And David and I did an album a couple of years ago called Live from the Left Coast.
Huh.
Recorded in Eugene, Oregon, at a house concert there. And then David has a brand new album out now, getting some airplay on The Loft, on XM radio and everything. So we're looking forward, hoping things are going to move ahead and do a little more traveling over the next year.
Oh, that's great. What's his full name again?
David Jacobs Strain.
I'm going to have to look for him because that's
a real strong slide guitar player. And he's been, I mean, he's 29 years old and he's been on the road for 14.
Wow. Well, there's something kind of nice about the thought of you playing alongside of a masterful guitar player. So that's fantastic. Hopefully we'll see Charlie T next time around when I know he couldn't make the trip this time. Anything else you guys want to mention about band news or anything going on? I didn't mention CDs. There are lots of them. They're worth it for the cover art and kind of embedded puns alone. But I love the American Gothic, which I think is on the latest one.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's an uncle's. A friend of ours, an artist from Charleston, Lisa Chenoweth, kind of came up with that idea.
Yeah.
That's not a Photoshop deal. She repainted
it. Yeah, it's a really nice, it's sort of got the classic American Gothic. If if the farmer and his wife were, well, insects. what would you like to close out with?
It's a gospel tune that we learned from the Swan Silvertones, one of the groups that's going to be inducted in the West Virginia Music Hall of Fame this November. They started out in Bluefield, West Virginia, and like a lot of folks, had to leave the state to do any good, so they moved to Knoxville, and they were the Silvertones. And they were doing a radio show, and they were sponsored by the Swan Bakery. So they became the Swan Silvertones. Product placement.
Yes, it's nothing new. Thank you for being here today. And thanks to all of our guests. Closing us out, we have the Carpenter Ants.
And thanks for having us here.
All night, all day, angels watching over me, my love. You know it's all night, all day, angels watching over me. Don't you know that it's all night, all day, angels watching over me, my love. Over me, my Lord. It felt so good, I had to stay all day. Angels watching over me. Don't you know that it's all night, all day? Angels watching over me, my Lord. You know it's all night, all day. Angels watching over me.
The Carpenter Ants, Bob, pulling a little bass there on that last song. Thanks to Michael Lipton, Jupy Little, Ted Harrison, and Bob Beach. Together, the Carpenter Ants. Thank you to the Urban Pathway Charter School Sounds of Steel, Steel Pan and Steel Drum Band for being with us today as well. Plus, early this morning, Albert Dew playing piano on the Saturday Light Brigade, our big brother, big sister of the month, featuring Adam Churchill and little brother Cameron and Christine. Thank you for being along with us today. from Columbia. We had the pleasure of talking with John Trey, and Pittsburgh Guitars also visited along with Dreams of Hope. This is Larry Berger along with Ricky Berger, Robert Gray, Great Mix. Join us again next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade from Public Radio.